former President Donald Trump made another visit to Wisconsin over the weekend. It's Monday, October 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, researchers at UW-Madison say magic mushrooms could help treat depression. And everyone has their own ways of honoring people who have passed. Today, we'll hear how one woman continues to remember her sister in a special episode of Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Former President Donald Trump was back in Wisconsin yesterday for a campaign rally. Evan Casey has more on his second visit to the state in less than a week.
Trump spoke to supporters at the Dodge County Airport in Juneau for nearly 2 hours. Much like his other rallies, he talked about a wide range of topics, including the U.S.-Mexico border and the economy. He also criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for the federal government's response to Hurricane Helene.
Kamala Harris has left them stranded. This is the worst response to a storm or a catastrophe or a hurricane that we've ever seen, ever.
However, the White House has pushed back on those claims. A statement said more than $110 million in federal assistance has been handed out to survivors already. A Marquette University Law School poll released last week showed Harris leading Trump by 4 points among registered voters in Wisconsin. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A federal judge has ordered the Rusk County town of Thornapple to bring back electronic voting machines in the upcoming presidential election in order to accommodate voters with disabilities. The temporary injunction is the result of a lawsuit filed by the U.S. Department of Justice. It alleges the town broke federal law last year when it voted to switch to hand-counted paper ballots. Meeting minutes show the former clerk cited the, quote, controversial nature of electronic voting machines. A similar complaint filed by Disability Rights Wisconsin is currently before the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Kit Kirschensteiner is the group's director of legal services.
I think that the Department of Justice swings a pretty big bat here, so I'm thrilled that they got in there and got the injunction.
When reached by phone, two of Thornapple's town supervisors declined to comment amid the ongoing court case. The state estimates one or more pesticides are found in 43% of private wells in Wisconsin. The statewide survey tested for more than 100 compounds in almost 400 wells last year. It was conducted by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DATCAP. Among compounds detected, only one well contained an insecticide above state health advisory levels. But the state agency says a lack of research on some pesticides means officials were not able to propose health limits for some chemicals. Sarah Walling with Clean Wisconsin says she feels zero is the only safe amount for a pesticide in groundwater.
Without groundwater standards for these chemicals, there's nothing we can do as a state to protect ourselves and our citizens and our communities against the impacts of these contaminants.
Of 29 compounds detected, more than half lacked groundwater standards. Researchers say a drug found in magic mushrooms has great potential to help people with depression. Anna Marie Yanni has more on a recent report that estimates just how many people could qualify for this type of treatment.
For some people, depression medications don't work. Psychiatrist Charles Raison is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's worked on clinical trials that found psilocybin shows promise for helping treat people with depression.
The treatments we have help many people, but they definitely don't help everybody. And as the years have passed, we've come to see that they really help a minority of patients get as well as they should be. So there's this huge need to find something new.
If it's approved by the FDA, Raison helped estimate that about 6 million people in the U.S. could be eligible for psilocybin-assisted therapy. The analysis, which was published in September, says that number could change based on insurance coverage and provider availability. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, When a loved one passes away, each family has their own traditions to remember them. In today's special episode of Wisconsin Life, one woman folds Joss paper into thousands of money boats. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about remembering and honoring people who have passed.
A lot goes into planning a funeral when a loved one passes. For writer Yia Lohr of Eau Claire, she helped fold thousands of money boats to honor her sister, Jur Lohr. She looks back on that time, and she continues the tradition to show her everlasting love.
Around my sister's birthday, my niece and I gathered to fold money boats, also called money bars. These are significant in Hmong animism because they represent bars of silver and gold. The money boats are used in many ways to connect with the spirit world, including providing wealth for the deceased on their spiritual journey. My niece and I took large sheets of joss paper with shiny gold and silver foil, and we cut them into smaller rectangles before folding. Our aim was for 34 money boats, since that was how old my sister would have been. "How many do you think we made for your mom's funeral?" I asked my niece as we worked at the kitchen table. "A lot," she responded. "Maybe hundreds?" Thinking back on that day, it's likely that my family folded thousands of boats in preparation for my sister's funeral. We folded throughout the day and into the night. It seemed that every time I called someone or stopped by my parents' home, they were busy folding. Once, my mother asked me to split a package of joss paper and take it home. I made a couple hundred money boats that night. It was common to find relatives and family friends also helping at my parents' home. Our fingers would turn yellow from the gold foil, and we'd take turns scrubbing them in my parents' kitchen sink. Folding money boats was also a time to remember my sister and do some planning for the funeral. Most of the time, we mourned the loss of my sister and wondered how we would move forward with just our memories of her. Every once in a while, though, someone offered a funny story that momentarily broke up the heaviness. With the help of relatives, my niece and nephew arranged their boats to create large hearts for their mom. Because creating displays like this take hours and even days to make, my siblings and I opted to purchase some from vendors who specialized in arrangements for funerals. While setting up for the funeral, I sat back and admired all of the different arrangements. There were hearts and wreaths, even a house and a car, all made from our money boats. As beautiful as everything was, though, they would all get burned at the funeral for my sister to take with her on her next journey. The funeral started early in the morning and went through the night. With many family members still around to keep watch, I returned home to rest my eyes for a few hours. Just after 3 in the morning, my brother texted saying they were hauling the money boat arrangements to my parents' home to burn. I drove out to the countryside to find a large bonfire already growing. My family and extended relatives gathered to take turns throwing money boats into the fire while we called on my sister. "Here you go, Zhao," I said, taking money boats off my arrangement and feeding them into the fire. "Tagagatanatahawa." After my niece and I finished folding all 34 money boats for my sister's birthday and washed our hands clean, we went out to the backyard where we burned them. We let my sister know we were thinking of her and sending love her way. We asked her to remember us too. I imagine these gold and silver boats floating down the Chippewa River. And somewhere along the way, they entered the spirit world where my sister was waiting.
Yolor is a writer who lives in Eau Claire. She folded money boats for her sister, Jurlor. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Monday. One quick note before we go. The Green Bay Packers improved to 3-2 on the season yesterday by beating the LA Rams 24-19. The Packers will be back at Lambeau Field this upcoming Sunday, taking on the Arizona Cardinals. And that will do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we're back in your podcast feed tomorrow morning and each and every weekday after that, so just hit subscribe and we'll be there automatically for you. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.